Yachting Monthly, Libby Purvis, February 2012. Oh dear, it's like having a child spraining its ankle or losing its wallet on a gap year far away. A report has just reached us from Salvador in Brazil that someone on his way to a berth banged into our solar panel and cracked it. The splendid Sandoval Matos of Pier Salvador, the marina's good Samaritan, the man who saved Paul with his dislocated arm, see the Wild Song blog. He will sort it out and get it fixed before we ever see her again. But all the same, there's a pang. We should be there, stroking the poor old girl's toe rail and giving her a loving pat on the sheet winch. That is a salutary reminder of one of the gritty truths of boat owning. Every now and then, either under your care or someone else's, in the water or out of it, your darling is going to get bruised. Any serious voyaging boat, indeed anyone who ever leaves their berth, and a good few who don't, is putting itself, as the military say, in harm's way. Sails rip, plugs corrode, heavy things suddenly come adrift and make holes in other things. Sheets and halyards and self-steering lines fray, big heavy waves bend davits, and keys in distant places are studded with strange sticky-out bits of ironwork which might scrape the gel coat. Even corrosive seagull droppings have a curious effect on treadmaster. A bitter fisherman once described these lovely creatures as two holes with an acid bath in the middle. Scrape, mend and varnish as you may, a serious boat will, in time, look used. And so it should. It's been used. As we grow wrinkles and grey hair, so a boat carries evidence of its history. Sometimes, looking at certain pristine boat show standard high-maintenance groomed plastic toys in marinas, the self-conscious wags of the boating world, you suspect that they never actually go anywhere. Or else that they have a paid hand working on them full-time, like Edwardian Toff Yachtsman did, who took offence if the coils of rope were anything but shining white. Fine, if grooming is your chief satisfaction, but the tradition and the biggest rewards of the sailing life are different. Scars, if not structural, can be downright honourable. Why do you suppose was the rubbing strake invented? And why in heaven's name do so many of these anxious boat groomers varnish the rubbing strake? If there's one thing that shouldn't be varnished, the clue's in the name. But there is a growing tendency to think of boats in the same way that people think of new cars, to shriek in horror and make insurance claims for the slightest scrape that just needs a rub down and a lick of paint, or to consider a patched sail as some sort of mark of disgrace, rather than evidence of the owner's pragmatic and adventurous approach to life. I suppose partly it's the sense that, as with houses, you're always supposed to have the resale value at the back of your mind. But come on, chaps, all boats decline in value anyway. No point pretending otherwise. And while you're having a good time with them, there's no advantage in fretting about some potential buyer getting upset about non-lethal blemishes, like the different coloured patch on the sail cover, or the place where the boarding ladder got a bit bent when it fell down while you were coming alongside that trawler's gear in a Scottish fishing harbour. Rather, remember the comradely bottle of malt you shared with the skipper that day while you both agreed not to bother about it, and compared notes on the frisky behaviour of the Doris Moor in a spring tide. You see, I've nearly convinced myself. But it must be admitted that the pale, elegant perfection of a really nice boat, the gleam of stainless and brass, the smoothness of the rail, and the workmanlike orderliness of the deck have a hypnotic, seductive appeal, like any new toy. So any early wound, any disfigurement, cuts at the owner's heart, especially when the boat is far away, helpless in a distant marina 4,000 miles from your loving hands. But we must harden our hearts against such sentimentality. One of my favourite boats ever, a friend's old oyster smack, once actually sank over the winter and had to be recovered and pumped out with oil drums lashed to it for flotation. She sailed on to new triumphs with him playing the concertina at the helm. She had a history. What's wrong with that?